Welcome to the fourth podcast for the semester of the module Deceased and Insolvent Estates. My name is Cinzia Steddle, one of your lecturers for this module. The purpose of this podcast is to give you feedback on Assignment 2. Assignment 2 was a multiple choice assignment. The pass rate was 54%, with most students getting between 50 and 59%. This is on par with previous year's results. You should have received your suggested solutions to Assignment 2. This is in Tutorial Letter 203. Please work through the suggested solutions and see where you might have gone wrong or missed important things. You will notice that in your suggested solution to the assignment in Tutorial Letter 203, we provide you not only with the answers to the multiple choice questions, but also a written out long version of the answer. It is important that you work through the multiple choice answers as well as the written out version of the solution, as this is how you can expect to be examined in the exam. You will not be getting multiple choice questions in the exam, so it is important that you practice doing long written out answers to questions. Questions with suggested solutions are provided in your tutorial letter 102 and 103, which you can work through. Question 1.1 of the assignment required that a complete executor's account be compiled. This means that all the accounts from the heading to the certificate must be prepared. The key principles that students should have picked up from the set of facts provided in the question was that the deceased was married in community of property. The couple had a joint will, which the surviving spouse adiated, and the will did not stipulate how the residue of the estate was to be distributed, which would then mean that the residue of the estate would need to be distributed using the interstate succession rules. The fact that they were married in community of property affects the estate duty addendum, as estate duty is payable by the deceased on their half of the estate only. Question 1.2 dealt with the capital gains tax liability for the deceased Vicky. Make sure you always ask yourself, is the capital gains tax calculation required for the deceased or for the estate? As this affects the proceeds and the base cost you will use, as well as which annual exclusion to apply. The fact that the couple were married in community of property will also affect the capital gains tax calculation, as the assets are owned by both the deceased and the surviving spouse. See question 14 of the multiple choice question in this regard. We hope that you will work through the assignment 2 again together with a solution. If you have questions or there's something you do not understand, please contact us and we will try to assist you. Good luck with your studying. We hope you have already started studying the Insolvent Estates section of this module.